Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Grich steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Grich scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Palmer. Rodriguez moves to third. Scott moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of May. Powell reaches second base with a double. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Crowley moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHute hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive towards right. Coggins catches it and throws to first to double up LaHute. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 2 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaHute hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.